Special night, Jordan Maxwell back. There's so many interviews that Jordan and I have done in the archives. You can go back many, many years and hear just fascinating stories of what this gentleman has been through in his life, from his childhood bizarre, almost Twilight Zone, eerie experiences, to Area 51, and on and on. He's done so much. He has again created material that many people have stolen and appropriated as their own. You would think at this point, after 55 plus years and counting, Jordan Maxwell would be doing extremely well. He would be comfortable, secure financially. He would have no real worries, no problems. Well, unfortunately, that's not true. We have, in the Western world, let me do a little preface here. The Western Christian world has a weakness. Something about Christianity and white people, Caucasians especially, have this moral constraint about being kind and helpful to others. They're generous. Americans are known as the most generous people in the world. They give. And what happens to people like that in a world of treachery and darkness? They lose. They lose big time. And they can lose it all. And in many ways, Americans have been victimized by their own kindness to their own self-detriment and more. Jordan is similar. He's got that same ethic. You heard how it goes back to the founding of this country. He's very kind. He hasn't given away all of his material. It has been taken from him by others who would use it for their own devices and do. Now, that brings us to, we got to do a little business here. Let me point you to, again, guests at Rents. Look under Jordan's name and you'll see legal notices from Jordan's attorneys. Jordan Maxwell has been, and again, innocent until proven guilty in a court of law, but the allegations are quite clear. You read them, study this. Jordan has been victimized decade after decade after decade by people taking his work. Unfortunately, the worst was saved for the latter part of his career. He has lost so much money in an issue which is in the courts now that he is almost penniless. I'm not begging. He would never beg. He didn't ask. I'm just telling you. Go and look at the documents. Legal notices from Jordan's attorneys. The world, it's a very treacherous and dangerous place for kind people, especially kind, brilliant people. And Jordan is that, and then some. Tell us what you'd like to tell our listeners about what happened. Jordan basically dropped out of sight. Now, a lot of you, let me say one other thing, have been buying his DVDs, his great works, and thinking, oh, he's going to make something maybe on this, and he deserves it. But you're not buying it from Jordan. It has gone terribly awry. Tell us what you feel comfortable telling us, Jordan, that your attorneys have cleared you to talk about.
Well, I'm told that I cannot say that anything was stolen. that is a criminal event. That's criminality, and you can't say that somebody's a criminal just because they took everything you own and left you in the street for dead. You mm-hmm. can't say that they're criminal. It just kind of happened. I mean, mm-hmm. we don't know why. Mm-hmm. And so, for 26 years, I've had people come in and steal everything I own. I mean, I could go down the line and name, and why? Well, because it's like a tag team wrestling match. The one guy is being beaten up, and then he tags his partner. He comes in, and he beats him up. Then he tags the next guy, and that guy comes in, beats him up. And so the guy's on the floor continually, just getting beaten by one guy after the next, one after the next. And that's the way I've lived for the past 26 years.
Let me say one thing here. Hold on. Years and years ago, Jordan and I used to talk quite a bit on the phone, and he was at one point so depressed at this kind of behavior that he was being taken and beaten and used, that he literally was telling me he was going to take all of his research and throw it in a dumpster. And he was deadly serious.
And I did it. I did that.
I know you did.
I threw it all in the garbage, and I had thought to myself to just end my life because I knew that there is no hope for me. I cannot seem to find anyone who cares enough about my work and about my person. All the people that come in that see me sleeping on a floor on an airbag with nothing, and they say, oh my God, let me help you. I'm your friend. I want to help you. Just give me your username and
your password and username,
and I will help you. And they did. They helped themselves to everything and took it again. So over and over and over until I just took everything and threw it in the garbage and gave up. But God didn't let me give up.
Something I never forget that conversation, and I literally begged you not to end it all. I'm being over dramatic here. I'm just telling you straight.
Yeah, but I was going to. I mean, I'm not.
I know you were.
True.
I know.
I'd had enough.
Too much. It was too much.
So, but I'm still here, which tells me somebody wants me to stay here. So, but anyway, so I was ripped off big time by all my webmasters, every one after another, one after the other, until I finally come to the last one, which is really horrible. And so a young man comes in and sees me sleeping in a little dirty two-room office. And it's a run-down building, and I'm living on Social Security while my videos are being sold all over the world. I'm getting nothing, zero. And so he said to me, oh, let me help you. I see what's going on here. I'll help you. So I said, well, I need to have somebody handle my web. I don't know anything about websites. I'm 70 years old. I can't even really see. So if you could handle my website for me, I'll give you 50% of everything I make if you'll just handle my website and help me fulfill the orders. Oh, absolutely. I'll do that immediately. Let me help you. So I give him the username and the password.
Yeah.
And soon after that, my friend, I've got a computer friend, a guy who's very, very good on computers, and he called me one day. He said, Jordan, you know, you don't own your website. And I said, what are you talking about? He said, well, I went and checked on GoDaddy and who is, and it says that somebody else owned your website. I said, no, he's my webmaster. He said, no, he's not your webmaster anymore. He owns your website. And I thought, what are you talking about? He owns my website. Well, I found out he went in because he has the codes and changed the ownership of my website. But then I began to see that I'm not getting my emails. And then I found out, because my friend checked it for me, and my emails were redirected
right
to the webmaster. Then I found out that my bank account connected to my website was redirected to my webmaster. And then I found out my emails, my website, my bank account. And then I find out, because I got a phone call from Washington D.C. from a lady lawyer at the copyright office, and she said I'm from Washington D.C. This is the copyright office. Are you aware that all of your videos are being copyrighted by a young man? And she gave me the name, and I thought, what are you talking about copyrighting my? She said, it's been copyrighted. He's not doing it. It's over. It's been copyrighted. So all of my work, all my books, my videos, all my work that I have put in for years are gone. He owns everything. He copyrighted everything behind my back. He took my website. He took my bank account. He took my email. He took everything I own and left me for dead with nothing, zero. And so I'm sleeping now on floors and sleeping in rooms that people give me because I have no place to sleep. I don't have a home, so I'm staying with friends who, thank God, are there for me. And so now finally I get some attorneys that came in to help me, and they found out, my God, what they have found out. We've got three different cases going against these people now. So it all boils down to the fact that a 70-year-old man needs a webmaster. So some smart aleck cool kid comes in and he's going to be the webmaster. He's going to help me. And as soon as I give him the codes, I lose everything. It's all gone. My work is gone. My bank account's gone. My videos, my books. Everything I own in this world is gone again.
You can't.
People say, "Well, why don't you get a lawyer?" Do you know how much it costs to get a lawyer when you're sleeping on the floor, broke, with nothing?
Might as well be $1 million an hour.
Yeah,
you can't do it. I remember when this happened, and I do believe that the individual in question was. You trusted these people tremendously. Yeah. You brought them on the program here.
That's right.
And
I thought they were my friend. They said, right. "Well, I'm your friend. I want to help you." So I'm trusting a 70-year-old man. It's called financial elder abuse in California. When you get an old 70-year-old man to sign papers that gives you everything, and you take it all, and I do mean all, everything. And so for the past 6 years, since 2009, people have been writing me on my personal emails, which I don't get for 6 years. So all the emails that are being answered are not being answered by me. It's being answered by my webmaster. And he acts as if he's me. So he
answers. So many crimes have been committed against Jordan that I don't even begin to understand how he's handled it. And you heard in the first hour the absolute brilliance and integrity of this man. And let this be a lesson that the world we described in the last hour is all too real. It is evil. It is full of people who would just as soon cut your throat and take your wallet as shake your hand.
Oh, you got that right, boy. I was even told by the brother of my webmaster, he called me and said, "We need to talk to you." So I went over to the house of my webmaster and his brother. And his brother said, we're very disappointed in you. He said, "Why?" And I said, "Why?" He said, "Well, I've got a new deal for you." This is what he told me in my webmaster's home. He said, "We got a new deal. From here on out, I'm going to be your boss. I'm going to get you on radio. I'm going to get you speaking engagements, and you're going to get off your lazy ass, old man, and get out there and start making us some money. We own you, so get your ass out there." I got up and walked out and left the house. I was devastated. No one's ever talked to me like that. And that's what I've had to live with for the past 6 years. They write emails to all my 27,000 emails. People saying that Jordan is asking for help. You know, this is Jordan Maxwell, and I'm asking if you could contribute something to me, etc. And so I'm getting people now who know my real address and my real website. They're saying, "I've been giving money for years. I've sent you hundreds of dollars here, hundreds of dollars, and you didn't get it." I said, "No. For 6 years, I don't own my own website. I don't own my email. I don't own any bank account. I own nothing. For 6 years, these people have been robbing me, answering my emails, stealing from me." And then they even went to the trademark department to trademark my name so that I can't even use my own name. And the trademark department called me, the attorney did, and said, "Somebody is trying to trademark your name. Did you give them permission?" I said, "I don't know what you're talking about." They said, "Well, they've got an application here where they said they came up with your name. They gave you the name Jordan Maxwell, and they own it, so they're trademarking your name. These people are trademarking my name, copywriting my all my materials, stealing everything from me, and that's the way I live. Right now, I'm talking to you from a home of a dear friend who has given me a room to sleep in. I don't have a home. I don't have anything. Zero. Nothing. But I can't say that these people have stolen, because we wouldn't want to say that.
It's in the court. You can read the documentation there.
I think we've made
clear under the First Amendment, Jordan has a right to describe his condition. His attorneys will stand for that, of course.
Absolutely.
You folks out there, please click on Jordan's name and go to his real website.
JordanMaxwellShow.com. That's right.
All right, and you can email Jordan. And it's all there. And if you want to acquire anything, it's there. And Jordan has made a major decision about his almost six decades of work. He's going to continue. He's already begun to put all of it up online. All of it online. This is an enormous, gigantic amount of wisdom, of brilliant intelligence, insight, cause and effect. It's all there. And you can have access to this material. This isn't like one or two or three or four books. This is an enormous amount of material. We're talking about terabytes, multiple terabytes. And you can get into this website simply by joining for $30 a year.
Oh, and it's $30 for a lifetime. Lifetime
subscription. Well, that's a lifetime. People always think years. But just think of it as an indefinite one-time pass to, without question, the greatest compilation of information which explains to all of us what is happening and what has happened to this planet and its so-called sentient dominant species. The symbology that is all around you, the evil that is being purveyed and forced into your psyche constantly, it's all there. It's all there. $30 gets you in forever.
Yep.
And I would urge all of you to consider that. Go to the website. I'm without question understating that it would be more than appreciated by not only Jordan, but yours truly. I know a lot about this, and it's even worse. The emotional aspect of it is worse. And we are, again, a Western Christian nation. Our kindness, our trust is destroying us. That's our weak point. That's our Achilles heel. That's what the Muslims know it. The evil on the planet knows it. And they come after the bankster gangsters know it. They come after the dumb goyim, the Western Christian goyim. And that's why there are millions of Muslims in Europe. That's why Obama has been flying them over here all night. Obama hates America. He has no interest, no need for blacks either. This is an outrage to all of us, every one of you listening. I don't care what color your skin is. It doesn't matter. If you're an American, if you're a human being, if you're an enlightened, kind, caring person, you are special. Remember what they do at the Bohemian Grove every year? They cremate care.
That's right.
The cremation of care. It's viewed as the ultimate weakness for suckers. But we don't give that up. No, no, no. That's what makes us the graceful, special people of all colors and all races that we are, those of us who get it. To do little things for people, to open a door for somebody, it doesn't matter. That's called goodness, care. All right? Anything you want to add, Jordan, then we'll get back to some other things.
Yeah, I would say that my website, jordanmaxwell.com, is in the hands of the people who took it from me and have been aggrandizing themselves for over 6 years, posing as me, answering my emails, traveling around the world. It's on there. They're on the web showing themselves with fancy cars and new cars in Europe and Asia. They're going all over the world with my money and my name. They're selling my videos. They call me names. They mock me on my own website and then make enormous amounts of money off of me. And for 6 years, I've never seen anything. I can't do anything because I'm broke and have nothing. But what I would like for people to know is that I have my own website now. Finally, I had some good people, some good guys come in and go out of their way to help me. And so I have a new website called JordanMaxwellShow.com, not JordanMaxwell.com. Stay away from that. Jordan Maxwell Show. And on that website, you will see it's just a little podcast. I've done some shows on the podcast. I haven't done too many. And the reason why I haven't been on other people's shows in so long is because every time I'm advertised to be on a show, the people who took everything from me will send out a cease and desist. You cannot let Jordan come on the air. We do not want him talking. So we will sue you if he comes on the air. Why? Because they don't want me talking, because it's bad for business. And so if you go on my website, JordanMaxwellShow.com, you will see I have a second website called Research Society. That's what Jeff is talking about. Click on Research Society and join if you wish, because I'm uploading everything I've got. And I told him before, I've got like 2-4 terabytes. That's 8 terabytes of material. That's 8,000 gigs of research documents, audio, video, pictures, free books, free materials, and hundreds and hundreds of articles and books, free books. I've got enormous stuff. I haven't put it all on. I'm just starting, but it's already big. It's getting bigger by the day. And so I have to pay my webmaster. I have to pay to keep the thing going. I have to pay everybody, and I don't have anything. I'm sleeping in somebody else's house. So that's how I am able to at least keep my website alive and keep it going, is because of I'm just charging one-time fee for $30 for a lifetime subscription. Because my heart is, I want to put this out because I'm almost 76. And I'm not going to be here much longer. I had a heart attack, so I know I'm not going to be here much longer. I've already dealt with my mortality, but what I do want is I want my work out finally before I leave here. I feel like Nikola Tesla. I've got so much more to tell you that I've never even begun to tell you.
Well, we're going to have you back on. I have been trying to get Jordan on for several years now, and I lost track of him for, at least a year. He'd call occasionally, but this thing has been so bad.
They're cyber stalking me big time. Wherever I go, they cyber stalk.
We're going to have many conversations, and what he is literally giving all of us are the keys to the kingdom. This is the greatest collection of information in its totality of its kind that will ever be put together and made available. It's all there. And how he saw this as a young man, and how he followed it and learned and talked and spoke and lectured, is a tribute to a giant of our times. I don't know anyone else who has done anything like this and had to deal with the horrors, the hardships and nightmares that Jordan has. And that's why this program is so special to me. It's kind of a new beginning. We're going to make this go. And Jordan has been on this program for over 20 years, and he's in the archives. And every time he's been on, we talk about new things. Many of them I've never heard of. They're new to me. And I wasn't born yesterday. And I've learned so much from Jordan. And this data is literally overwhelming. And you can have it for $30 for the rest of your life. share it, learn from it. It's all there. It's a gift to the world. And the controllers, they don't like that. I wouldn't be surprised if you're the people that came in, who knows sent them?
Yes.
Who knows? I don't know. Anything's possible now.
But that's what some people on the inside have told me. I would be a bit surprised if they were sent in purposely to destroy you.
Oh.
Steal everything and destroy you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me if I find that out.
Yeah. Well, hopefully this will resolve soon in the legal system, and you can take it off of your soul and your conscience. At least the scars will be there, but you can take the day-to-day grief off. Jordan has dealt with so much. This never goes away. It doesn't go away. He can't visit this every other day. It's there 24/7. So, all right. Let's for this time direct you again to guests. Look under Jordan's name, and you'll find links, legal notices from two of his attorneys, his family info. That little note I read about his pedigree is as good and all American as it gets. And then his political art and symbology on his columnist page. There's lots of things there that he just little clip art things and other things to look through, 20, 30 of them, something like that. And you go to his site, though. What is it called?
Jordan Maxwell.
No, I know. I got that. The other one. JordanMaxwellShow.com, but the other one? The archive?
Research Society.
Society, okay.
Yeah,
Research Society. You'll find it right on the homepage.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Now, so we'll keep following this for you as Jordan comes back and as we continue to talk. I remember years ago when Jordan would send me pictures or he'd be on the program talking about symbols. Our masters, our controllers, the dark ones, the evil ones, he mentioned hand signs about 20 minutes ago. Mrs. Merkel, the communist. Yeah, they use hand signs, but they put these symbols on buildings, on construction projects like you wouldn't believe. The whole nation's capital is a Masonic layout, Washington, D.C., you see that story yesterday? The Masons are losing membership and they're trying to come up with new ways to increase and enhance their ranks. They've lost 25% of their members. Getting old.
It's an incredible story. You know, I'm not imputing badness to Masons, period, across the board.
Oh, no.
Of course.
No, you never have.
Of course, there's going to be good and bad in everything. So there's going to be good and bad in every church and every group. But, I would say this about if Masonry is losing, it's losing because it's lost its soul. Masonry has lost its soul. The whole reason for a fraternal order or for men to gather together among themselves and to charge their lives to protect each other and to help each other. That's a wonderful idea, no matter what color and religion. You come together to protect each other and help each other. And so that's a wonderful idea. That's godly, actually. And so I don't have any problem with that. It's just that Masonry around the world has lost its soul. It's too heavily involved in politics and business and government, etc., and it's forgotten God. It has forgotten the Great Spirit.
It has also been targeted because of the power and hegemony it has come to hold over the world.
Right. That's exactly right. But I think it is a wonderful idea that to bring people, men of all faiths and all cultures, coming together to protect each other and to look out for their country and to stand for what is right and good. So I don't see anything wrong with the concept of Masonry. It's just that too many times, like everything else, like the church, like Christianity, you know, religion, it's lost its soul. It's lost its vision. And, you know, the scripture says in in the Old Testament, for where there is no vision, the people go unrestrained. Another way it's said is where there is no vision, the people perish. The concept is where there is no vision, you don't even see what's going on in your own country. You're watching basketball, and where there is no vision, the people are dying because they don't see it. They don't see what's going on. And so that's what I've been trying to do, is show people, because telling is one thing, but when they see the connections, that's when it really amounts to something. And so that's why I concentrate on symbols and words and terms and flags and heraldry and coats of arms and corporate logos. All
and
of that stuff is, yeah, it's all connected behind the scenes, all of it. Our world is one dark world, and we're just now being born into it, never realizing that this world's been around for thousands and thousands of years, and stuff's been going on that you are not aware of.
Oh, and you never will be. I have my own views on things, and I think we may agree on this. We've talked about it, but I think that our so-called species of hominid humanoid we have crawled up out of the muck on multiple occasions and risen to competence, built buildings, developed and certainly discovered science, achieved great things, and then lost it all.
That's right. And for those who would not learn from history are bound to repeat it.
And I think we're doing that again right now.
Yep. And see, the problem is Americans have not only lost their jobs, they've lost their freedoms, they've lost their court, they've lost their homes. Now the only thing left to do is lose your mind. And so now people are starting to crack up, and they're starting to break up, because when you lose everything,
suicide, drugs, booze, absolutely. This is a very important point. They have lost their way. They have lost that spark of light in their soul.
That's right. That's exactly right. They have lost their soul. And we've been told not to be human. Don't show emotions. Don't give a damn about your mother and your father and your children and your grandmother and old people on the street. Just take care of yourself. To hell with them. Let them die. And so that is the total undoing of the human civilization, when people are now divided and conquered. We've been divided. Used to be America was for America. Today, all the different factions, political factions, and very few, just a handful, are actually for America. The rest are for their company and their political party, where they're getting their money from. You know, science is a religion. When I get into the things I don't like, scientists are some of the worst on the earth.
They're whores.
They're whores.
Absolutely.
All they are.
Yeah.
They just take money.
Yeah.
They just take the money and do what they're told to do. They have
grant whores. Like, grant whores.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, you know, I've listened to some scientists who were working with Stephen Hawking.
Uh-huh.
And they were talking about the fact that when Stephen talks, you know, you can't hear him. It's translated through a computer language. Mm-hmm. But that when he is talking, what that computer is putting out is not what he's saying.
Oh, really?
It's not what he's saying at all. Oh. He's saying something else, but the computer is putting out what they typed into the computer, because that's what computers do. It will only spit out.
They're using him as a vehicle. Wow.
They're just using him as a vehicle. So when he's talking, the computer's already, he doesn't have to do anything. He just sits there and shut up, and it will play.
Wow.
So, this is a very dark, strange world.
Another thing. There's been a war, many wars fought on this, Jordan. And one of those wars that has been extremely successful is I call it a semantic war. Language and words. They've lost their definition. They've lost their clout, their impact. We used to be able to articulate. In 1950, the average high school graduate was so far ahead of the average college graduate now. It's not funny. They could articulate, speak, express themselves, bring varying things together, create something new, and then offer that up in conversation. You don't have conversations much anymore. People are, what do? They've got their smartphone. They're hopelessly and utterly addicted to it, and they look at it. And every time they get a message, they text back. And every time they get a message, it's like a little tiny dose of adrenaline or morphine, something. It's an addiction, and they can't break it. And the controllers know this. They know this. They know. And Orwell was as brilliant as he is. I don't think, and your research would indicate this probably, I don't think he could anticipate the explosion of technology with which the control has been utterly implanted and installed into this species.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it, because he knew what was coming. But, you know, when you start looking at Charles Darwin and the whole concept of evolution, and then you find out Charles Darwin never wrote anything about evolution, period. End of sentence. Nothing. Zero. Period. It was a man named Henry Wallace who did all the writing, all the research. Henry Wallace, and he did all of it, and Charles Darwin took it when he died and put his name on it and put it out there. And today we're praising Charles Darwin. Darwin didn't write nothing. Period.
I heard that too long ago to remember, and I hadn't even thought about it until now. But that's, look it up. Henry Wallace was the brain behind Darwin's.
He was behind the whole thing. And Charles, but then when you find out that Charles Darwin was working for the British East India Company, helping to spread the drugs to India,
opium.
To drug the people, that's Charles Darwin with the drug trade with the British East India Company. These people are really dirty. And we've been fed a bunch of lies about the wonderful Charles Darwin. He didn't write anything.
Well, many of the historical icons that we're taught to revere have feet of clay. They're phony.
Oh, you can bet on it. And then what about Karl Marx, the writer of the Communist Manifesto? He never wrote anything in the Communist Manifesto.
No.
That was written by a group of men in England called the League of Just Men. They had Charles Darwin had nothing to do with it. They put fruitcake's name on it 25 years later. And so they tell us today that Charles Darwin wrote, Karl Marx, father of communism, he didn't write anything. Zero. Period. End of sentence. It was written by a group called the League of Just Men in England. So it's a group, and he was just a front guy in case something went wrong, they could blame him.
Shakespeare, Sir Francis Bacon.
Shakespeare is another one, right.
Was one of, wrote most of it, I guess. History is a construct of the dark side. There's very little of it that's... I'm not talking about the major events. You can't ignore and hide from those. But the minutiae and the currents, the texture of it all, constantly being adjusted, constantly being rewritten. Right, as we speak right now, it's being rewritten.
Course. That's right. I mean, and I look at all the silly stuff, like the Marlboro Man, you know, the big strapping big guy from the West, the cowboy Marlboro Man. Yeah, he died in the hospital of lung cancer.
The tattoo. He had a big tattoo, I think. Didn't he have a tattoo?
I don't know, but all I know is that he was a big shot, and he was the Marlboro Man, and then he's dying.
Tough as nails.
Yeah. And Superman. Well, Superman committed suicide in Hollywood.
We're not sure. I've read that there's some possibility that he was helped.
That's exactly right.
But George Reeves was a very interesting man. Had a wonderful role in Gone with the Wind, and ended up dying around 1960 or something like that.
And then the other boy, the other young man, the very, very handsome, very nice young man that played Superman the second time, he broke his neck.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really strange what goes on in Hollywood, and you know where the word Hollywood came from.
Tell us.
Yeah, well, it goes back to the ancient Druids in Europe. The Druids ruled all over Europe. Well, even before the Roman Empire, they ruled the north, east, and west and south of Europe. As a wow. matter of fact, that's where we get our word news, N-E-W-S, is north, east, west, and south.
Huh.
So anything that happens in north, east, west, and south is N-E-W-S. It's news.
See, I always learn from Jordan. I just learned something else. There
yeah,
he is.
Well, I mean, I've been doing this for almost 60 years.
I know.
And all of this stuff I'm remembering when I was a kid, picking up all this stuff and writing it down. But anyway, the Druids were everything in Europe. Anything that was important, they would, it was held by a Druid. The judges, the doctors, the lawyers, politicians, everybody, anybody that was anybody in Europe before the Roman Empire, during and after, is Druids. And so, but one of the most important symbols of power of the Druids was a magic wand. Like today, you have the orchestra leader.
The baton.
He's waving a magic wand. And you better play to his tune, not yours. He's the master. So you watch his magic wand and you play to his tune.
Wow.
And so then you've got the, Merlin, the magician, with his magic wand, and Mickey Mouse with his magic wand. Well, magic wands were always made out of the wood of a holly tree. It's made out of Hollywood.
Oh,
get it?
Yeah, sure do.
And so once you understand what Hollywood really is, it's a druidic sexual cult that is actually working legitimate, de jure, real, magical symbols on the human race, period. And it's very powerful, with hundreds of billions in reserve to do whatever they want with the human mind and human psyche.
And anything they want. And right now, right this moment, Hollywood is again reaching a new pinnacle of satanic influence and control. You don't get in there unless you play ball. And playing ball is satanic.
You got that right.
You know, it's weird just to watch these.
Want to get in on that? Watch what's going to happen to you.
That's right. You watch these Disney actor kids, little cherubs, and look what they turn into. And they don't.
That's right.
That didn't just happen accidentally. They were directed. They were controlled, and they were forced into it. And now, what is this woman? Katy Perry, she's, I guess, the new goddess. Madonna's washed up and old. Katy Perry is the one. She just bought a convent in Hollywood, in the Hollywood Hills. It was something like 6 acres, Jordan. It's a big piece of land. And she'll turn that into quite the mecca for... She does all the symbols. These people are on tape, a lot of them. Yes, I made a deal with the devil. I sold my soul to the devil. Even Bob Dylan is on video.
Bob Dylan talking.
You go back. These people make deals with the dark to get what they have, and it's unlimited. And they have to do the most horrible things you can imagine to get there. But they do it. They do it.
Of course. Well, money. Let me tell you something, Jeff. Many years ago, I had a dear friend who was a driver. He was a limo driver, and I used to go with him sometimes on his drives. But he was telling me that one time he was the designated driver for Kirk Douglas, and he said I used to pick Kirk Douglas up at the airport, and I was his driver. And he said, and one night we're coming home, well, I picked him up at the airport with a couple of other guys, and I'm bringing him back to Hollywood. And he said, Kirk Douglas asked me, who is the wealthiest man on the whole earth? The wealthiest man in the world. And he said, of course, I gave him all the stupid stuff that everybody else would. I talked about the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. And he said, him and the other guys are laughing. And Kirk Douglas said, no, I'm serious. Who is the wealthiest man in the world? And he said, I told Kirk, I said, I don't know. And he said, well, you're going to meet him tonight. That's where we're going. And he said, we drove up into Hollywood, went up into the Hollywood Hills off of Laurel Canyon, and we go on down a dirt road off of Laurel Canyon, and we stop in the middle of nowhere late at night, and he pulls out a garage door opener thing, clicks on it, and the mountain opens up. the mountain lifts up, and there's a big parking area under the mountain. They drive inside the mountain. I mean, that's a hell of a story there.
Wow.
About what's really going on and up in Laurel Canyon, even today, that people have no idea in the world what's really coming down in America today.
What so they had a false wall, or not a wall, a false hillside or something that opened up, and they drove in.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know any more?
I know more, but I'm not going to say more. But just enough to let you know there's people living inside the mountain and the Hollywood Hills, inside. So when people say, yeah, I live in the mountain. No, they're not talking about on the mountain. No, they live in the mountain.
See, this has to do with the underground transit system, too.
I think so.
That runs all over the place.
Me.
Yeah. No, they have tunnel boring machines.
You know,
huge.
Jeff, I could tell you, I've had so many stories told to me by government people, by clergy, by mafia guys. I've heard so many stories from so many people, and that's the only thing. You know, I always say I'm not the brightest or the most well-informed guy in the world. I'm not the I'm certainly not a expert on anything. But what I do bring to the table is I've had a lot of people tell me a lot of stuff. For many, many years, I've been collecting knowledge and understanding of situations that most people don't even know exist. And I can't talk about all of it. I'm not about to. I want to be able to, you know, see the sun come up tomorrow. So.
And that's not a joke.
No, that's not a joke.
They kill people all the time. Human life means nothing. Nothing.
You got that right, boy. You got that right. They couldn't care less. If you know something you're not supposed to know, and you're living in the land of the free and the home of the brave, you think so? Go out and try talking in public about something you're not supposed to know. I like the way Dick Gregory says it. Yeah, go on out and try it. Yeah, if you see somebody kill somebody, you see some criminal kill somebody, and you were there, and you know who it was, go on out and try it. Go out and try it and tell people who you saw and what you saw. Give it a try and see what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So that's why
Dick
knows. I mean, I can tell you things about very famous people that, you know, would set you back 10 years growth, but I can't do it. But I do have an enormous amount of stuff that I am going to put up on my private. Incidentally, that's one of the main reasons I should tell you this. This is one of the main reasons why I have this Research Society website, because my lawyer friends, not the ones that are working on my case right now, but other lawyer friends have told me in the past that there's two of you. There's a public you and a private you. And if you're talking, if you're a speaker and you're talking to, say, a Klansman rally at a church or something, you can say anything you want about anybody you want, no matter what the language is. If they don't mind, it's perfectly legal to say anything you want. But if you go out into the public now and say those same things, now you're in the public, and government is empowered to protect the public. So therefore, now you can get in trouble for saying the things you could said in your church, and nobody cares. So I was told that if you're talking about things that you're not supposed to, you might want to put that in private, and then let people go to a set, because even if somebody takes what you have got on there and takes it public, you can say in law, I didn't put it public. I put it into the private. Somebody took it and took it to the public. So I'm covered by having a private research website. So that's why I did that.
Very good. Understand. Yeah. Speaking of public and private, we talked earlier while you were off for a few minutes about Hillary's medical records. There are more medical records now released as of within the last hour. Including x-rays, brain x-rays. Here, circled in black with an arrow pointing to the circle is a significant-sized abnormality in the brain tissue. The doctor I consulted this afternoon explained to me that it was very difficult for him to draw an accurate conclusion, but he cautioned me that his interpretation may be incorrect, but then confidential told me this is an image of a tissue abnormality caused by either a stroke or a glioblastoma, And you know what that is, many of you. That's the worst kind of brain cancer you can get. So this is all coming out. Nothing, as Jordan has always said, nothing is really as it seems. And from the old TV series, it's old now, I guess, X-Files, trust no one, trust yourself, and maybe extend as much trust as you dare to those you very carefully select.
But what about the TV show Get Smart? There was a time, not now, but you know, back when I was growing up, when somebody said get smart, it meant you're stupid, wake up, get a life, wake up and educate, get smart. Well, there was a TV show called Get Smart, in which there were two political sides fighting each other. One was called Chaos, and the other was Control.
Boy, there it is right there, Jordan. They just put it right in our faces.
Right in your face. Chaos and Control.
All right. We'll get together again here in a couple of weeks and do this
again. Let's do it again.
All right. It's great to talk to you again, Jordan. And
thank you for your presence. Thank you for your kindness and your... Oh. And you're helping me, and I appreciate it very much.
Of course. All right. Talk soon.
Talk to you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Jordan Maxwell, the legend. And we will be back in a few minutes.